through 3 weeks, Caleb, how's camp been going for you?
It's been going good. Picking up the playbook, just feeling real good at left tackle, getting a lot of reps. Working hard in his heat, playing with the going against the defense. We're just getting each other better each and every day. Going good.
So we know last year you played a little guard, a little tackle. Do you feel like you're entrenched at left tackle? That's what you'll play this year?
Yeah, I'll be at left tackle for sure this year, this whole season. That's where I'm most valuable at and ready to play at. So
is that where you're most comfortable?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What have you done just over the offseason to be ready for this season?
Just been in the film room, you know, watching the extra tape from last year, you know, even just the upcoming film, you know, on the first opponents, and just in the weight room too as well, just get my body right, staying strong, staying in shape, getting ready so I could go out there and play fast. So it's gonna be a hot one in the first day, first game. So I got to be ready.
When you look back at last year, how would you kind of assess where you were at and kind of when you grade yourself, where do you think you kind of at last year?
I probably wasn't the best. I mean, I was in and out of positions at right tackle, right guard. So I really didn't play as much. Probably didn't really do as good. So I probably didn't do as good. So I just have to. This year I'm going to do way better. So just got to look forward and just keep going. So.
How was the summer? How often did you get to see your kid? Did you go back to?
Yeah, they were just out here all month. Of like last month, they was here all month, and they just left on our first scrimmage that we had. They had left, so they didn't get to come to the scrimmage. But yeah, I was with them for a good amount of time. Got to spend some time with my son and my fiance, and it was a good feeling. So I was excited to be around them.
Caleb, we've heard Connor really take it on the O-line and himself saying, hey, we can be and are a lot better than we showed, you know, last year.
Yeah.
How does that translate into a chip on the shoulder for the whole offensive line, just that mentality?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, we could do it. I mean, we got the guys that, you know, that go out there and do it and, you know, prove everyone, you know, that we're built to be the best O-line that we are. So, I mean, just got to go out there and, you know, just show what we've been doing and working on what we've been doing out here to the field and just play full speed. So, I mean, it's most definitely could happen. Just got to go out there and just do it.
I was talking to TJ Woods about footwork.
Yeah.
Because I've been told that that's the key for O-line. If you want to look at the footwork.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, you know, you can win or lose a play in the first half, second.
Yeah.
You know, your offensive line. So how do you tackle that footwork side of it? Because I know it's one of those technique things, those fundamental things you guys work a lot on.
Yeah, so, I mean, slow feet don't eat. I know you heard that before, but, I mean, just got to come out here and just do, you know, a lot of reps, like, before practice and just, you know, go out there and just try to work it mentally, just keep it instilled in your head. Because, I mean, you could be fast, but you got to be faster when you on the field and in that two-point stance trying to go backwards and the defender's coming forward, so you got to be fast on your feet as well.
You guys have to build off each other. I mean, that's the fundamental offensive line philosophy.
Yeah.
How mentally, what does that do for you? Does it add pressure because it's like, hey, I got to do this with these guys, or does it make you feel more comfortable because you know they've got your back?
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. I mean, it just makes you feel like, you know, you got more responsibilities now, but just got to, you know, hold all each other accountable and just get to know, like, just know, like, what our weaknesses are and strengths are so we could just all play faster and better. Just got to work on something different each and every day so we just go out there and be comfortable when it's time to go out there. That's pretty much all that is. But we know we got each other's back at the end of the day, no matter what. So
a couple of weeks until the first game, what needs to happen for the offensive line between now and then?
Just keep on playing physical, fast, and do our job. That's pretty much it. Just keep doing what we're doing, pretty much.
Do you prefer run blocking, getting out and hitting somebody, or pass blocking and just keeping your quarterback clean, knowing that, hey, throw everything you got at me, I'm not letting you by?
Yeah, I mean, sure, I love the air raid. I love to run the ball for sure. I mean, that's the O-line dream right there. Sure, just run the ball, pound the ball, get them rushing yards. But, you know, we also most definitely got to protect the quarterback, too, any day. Got to protect, pass or run. So.
What are you most excited about in terms of kind of proving that you're way better than you were last year?
Sure, I'm ready. I'm excited to prove a lot. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people are questioning, so there's a lot of stuff I got to prove. So that is.
What do you feel like that is?
My run game, my pass, whatever. Sure, whatever that they saw last year. So they're going to see it all get proved this year. That's all I got to say.
Do you line up with Tyler Batty most of the time.
Yep.
How's that battle been during?
It's been going good. Me and him just getting each other good. He's been working on his technique over the summer. Been working on mine. We just crafting each other's craft each and every day. So I mean, he's a really good player. So I'm excited that I get to go against him and more of the other DNs we have too as well.
Do you share tips of like, okay, you would have got me here, or yeah, this is what I would do when you're going against the enemy?
Yeah, I just told him, he tried to do a spin move on me. I said, I see what you was trying to do, but you took that long step a little too slow. But I try to, let him know, because he's going to try to do it in the game, make sure you do it right. So, but nah, it's good work, though. It's my guy.